This appears to be an ordinary classroom. But these children are being treated for drug addiction. With mothers who were addicts during pregnancy, some became indirect users in the womb. For others, it was when they were breastfed or their parents smoked drugs in their presence. This is Q. We can't reveal his identity. He's 12 years old and loves to sing. He became a heroin user after injecting himself using his father's syringe. The UN Office on Drugs and Crime says half of the parents in Afghanistan who use drugs give them to their children. One addict can affect the whole family. That's what happened to Nargis. She's on suicide watch.
Because of my husband, I became an addict. I have two sons and three daughters. All of them are here. I'm scared of my kids becoming addicts because I've seen how terrible it gets with my husband.
This center has run out of medicine because of the economic crunch and asset freeze by Western governments since the Taliban took over the country. Doctors and other staff members have not been paid for months. And the UN says only 10% of addicts it surveyed receive the treatment or rehabilitation they need.
These centers for addicts are not enough. There should be more centers and good treatment plans. Some addicts are homeless and they live under the burnt bridge.
This is the burnt bridge in Kabul. We cannot go closer to film as some addicts here have threatened to stab people with their syringes. One can be used by many people and spread diseases such as AIDS and hepatitis. Heroin, meth, cocaine, amphetamines and cannabis are all readily available. According to the United Nations, 90% of the world's illicit opiate drugs originate in Afghanistan. The Taliban has announced it will ban opium production, but without enough income from an alternative agriculture, that might be easier said than done. This man tried to escape from another rehabilitation center in Kabul that can hold 1,000 people. Social workers go out to catch others, but only when they have capacity. Drug users must go through detoxification, rehabilitation, and social care.
Many of these men have only been here for a few days. They've been pleading to us to let them leave, but doctors here tell us that they need to stay here for 45 days so that they can go through this phase of withdrawal and actually get treatment.
Keeping people drug-free is a major challenge. Up to 30% of people here return to using drugs. And those treating them say unless the economy picks up, many more will join them. Osama bin Javed, Al Jazeera, Kabul.